You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
And she party on the weekend. She be rolling through them streets. Yeah, different rapper every season. It ain't always been that way. No, it ain't always been their season. But they know how to make a way to get you through them situations. Yeah, on and on, on and on. Gotta do some things just to your mind, on and on, on and on. Now you're walking in that favor, feeling so alive. Keep your head high to the greatest. Super fresh up in the lake. They never thought that you would make it, but look, mama, we made it. So crazy, it's so alive. Yeah, I can go on and on because down on the same. I really hope you ready. So much grace. Hallelujah, oh man, it's what it do, yeah. Shower down like rain. I really hope you ready. So much strength and faith, but I'm falling on me. Hallelujah, oh man, that's what it do, yeah. You don't do the counterfeit,
no.
Cause you got so much to accomplish,
yeah, yeah.
You're on your way up to the top,
to the top.
You stay winning and you won't stop. Fresh up in the lake, they never thought that you would make it. But look, mama, we made it. So crazy, it's so live.
All right. We are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I've got the favor, huh? Do you have the favor of God? Huh? It's something about his grace and his favor, huh? I know that's right. You're catching the wave. I'm going to be right here with you till 2 p.m. today. Want to thank you for locking in, all of my faithful listeners around the world. It's my pleasure. God bless you. I hope you and pray that you have a wonderful day. I know that's right. It's good, huh? He's good, good all the time.
Pull up. You probably should get these blessings. Pouring blood. 100. Times to favor on me, I can't love. Hold up, pull up, probably should get this blessing. Pouring blood down, down on the sand. I really hope you ready. So much grace and favor falling on me.
You know you have grace and favor falling on you. Huh? Are you one of those this morning? Are you one of those today that has that grace and favor falling on you? You know, If you haven't had time to take out and tell God thank you, it's a good time to do it right now. Tell him thank you. He is worthy to be praised. You're catching the wave. We're live from the NFI studios. Feel free to give us a call. 347-215-8049. It's the Anointed One. Come on in. Our website, NFIRadio.com.
I don't want your money, I don't want your time, I don't want your tears, so stop all that crying. I don't want your praise, I don't want your dance, I don't want your worship, so put down your hands. I don't need your skills, I don't need your talents, you got them from me, so I already have them. I don't want your fame, I don't want your glory, all I want is love, I don't want your sad stuff, no. I want understanding for all of my children, for the brokenhearted. I want you to love them. I want to forgive you for not thinking of them. For homeless people, provide them with shelter. For orphan children, I want you to help them. For lonely widows that have no family, I want you to visit them. Please understand me.
Minutes after the hour, nothing really matters if you don't have the love of Christ in your heart, huh? Nothing really matters if you don't have that love of Christ in your heart, huh? You got to have that in your heart to be able to communicate, to be able to fellowship and to worship and to have that relationship with Christ. You're catching the wave. It's yours truly, the Anointed One. We are live from the studios here, Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, somebody.
Tell me different, but I wouldn't try to hear it. This is a love song, not any love song. Thank you for the life you gave. I'm so focused on a mission. Thank you for the prayers you answered. And thank you for the prayers you sent. Close to you, I will remain. Close to me, I'm like no other. When I think about your grace, I can't help but shout about it. Overflowing and I get so crazy.
His love always forgive you. Talking about the love of Christ always forgive you, huh? We are right at 10 minutes after the hour. Got more coming your way. Stay right where you are. It's the Anointed One. You're catching the wave. Did you know God loves you right where you are, no matter the situation or circumstances, that you can always go to him because of his grace and his mercy? And that's why we worship. That's why we praise, because of the Son of the living God. I want to remind you to be sure to catch the wave on our NFI television gospel broadcast every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV, channel 24. Now, back with more great gospel music.
What's going wrong? You made it all right. You told me I'm better, better than I knew. Now you helped me through all things in you. Tell me, where do I begin? You are like my favorite friend. Love so incredible, never want it to end. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you. Know you better. Come on and bless up. I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody. Gotta tell everybody. That you are the greatest. And you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Come on, let's bless up. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. Just ask my friends, they know. When it comes to you, I'm close. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Not talking about pics on the gram, but where you leave me, I'ma follow. Anywhere you go, I don't really care. Cause anywhere you're not, I don't wanna be there. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. It's love in my soul, and I just wanna let the world know, let the world know that I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you better. Come on and bless up. I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody, gotta tell everybody that you are the greatest and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Come on, let's bless up. Bless up.
I can't hide that I like you. No one like you. And you make me come alive, and I feel like I can fly. For me so far to perfect, and I'm never going back. Let's stay together.
Let's see.
All right, we are right at 15 minutes after 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, want to thank you for catching the wave. I'm yours truly, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. I pray that you're enjoying the music thus far. Let's get back with more great gospel music live from the NFI studios here, Raleigh, North Carolina.
So you took it all with your purchase. So God, I will search for your purpose. I just want to live for your service. And I don't mean just on the surface, no. But I know I don't do it perfect. So I come to you when I'm hurting. I have this pain, you would be hurting. I call on your name, illuminate it. And every way that I hold to, it dissipates when I'm
after the hour. Look, I don't know what you are planning to do today, but don't let nobody steal your joy, huh? Don't allow anyone to steal your joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength, huh? Remember that. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So put on a smile on your face. Look unto the hills which come as your help. It comes from the Lord.
Been hard out here for me. Every time I open up, seems to end in heartbreak. break. Oh my God, it's go again. Gonna be more, but still friends. MVP offense on. I don't need no more friends. So just unfollow me on Instagram. I'm probably talking about you. I can admit that I'm not okay, and I need the Lord to save me.
Of all my wrongs, yeah. There's always a love I connect with that reminds me, don't sweat this. You gotta do better. You gotta do better for yourself. It's all for the better. Please don't break yourself. Yeah. When everything seems fake, wondering if I'm awake. It's like this nightmare just decides to trap me in these lies. Trying to trick the mind of a brother ain't right. Failing to succeed never fit me right. Now I'm pushing forward, gotta claim my prize. Feeling like a weight has been lifted. I limit my limits. This life with every single word I say. That's why I stay aware of how I praise my life. Yeah. The master plan, it's all fine and dandy. When pressure makes the effort to sever ties with the better me, I'ma make every effort to level the playing field to better me. Ball is in my court now, goes all I want now. I think it was better then, when I can have a better now. When I feel lost in thoughts of all my wrongs, there's always a love I connect with that reminds me, don't sweat this. You gotta do better. You gotta do better for yourself. It's all for the better. Please don't break yourself.
You can do better, huh? You can do better for yourself, huh? Remember, great is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So don't allow the enemy to steal your joy to make you think that you can't do any better. But you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You're catching the wave. We are right at 11:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here from the studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. It's yours truly. It's the Anointed One.
Gotta get right with you. Yeah. Thinking I could do it on my own. It's the biggest mistake I ever made on my own. I need you right now. No one else was around, I need you right now. I need you right now. I'm so grateful. I never realized all my favor. Cause I just wanted to be famous. I know that life is so dangerous, yeah. But I'ma glorify his name, see, you know I had to. Had to put a little swag on it. Whoa. You deserve the most swag on it. Had to go real hard for it. They don't understand, I'm covered in his blood. Head to toe, yeah, I'm covered in his love. I got protection from above, yeah. Oh, I got people trying to bring me down. But my lifeline is for a lifetime, yeah. I got protection from all around. Angels around me, yeah, they hold it down. But you can bury my body when my soul still fly. You could kill me, but my soul still fly. You could kill me, but my soul still flow. I realized I'm a son of a king. I hope you realize. Ain't nobody holding me down. Ain't nobody taking me out. Ain't nobody taking my soul away from me. Like whoa, 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 yeah. Oh, whoa. Every time I mess up, yeah, you put me back. Every time I mess up, yeah, you took me back.
Imagine for a split second receiving anything and everything you ever wanted without doing anything for it. Now that's grace. Grace is unmerited, undeserved favor. In other words, receiving unlimited access to something that we weren't supposed to have a clearance to. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7 says, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it, which means that you have a clearance and the ability through God to reach every single door that God has designed you to ultimately reach. You have grace.
You have grace. Look, we are right at the bottom of the hour, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right back, and I've got more just for you from the NFI studios right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
She only know to run away, oh no. Every encounter is a mess, a monster. She never look it in the face, oh no. Water rising above her waist, struggling, looking down at the waves, drifting further away. I accept my fate, ready to drown till I hear something.
Did you know that Jesus loves you and you can come to him right where you are? The Bible says in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So today, do you want to accept him in your life? Right where you are. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Let's continue with more great gospel.
No matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them,
you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah.
And put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh, oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey.
See, the devil is a liar. No, I'm not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, cause he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. Job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due, and all the people for you help. Did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about
it. But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. I was in my own way, but I'm here to tell you without a trace of a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Hey, just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar. You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. Trying to get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Oh.
Cause he can, and he will. You need to get ready and let people talk cause they petty, and lean on your faith cause it's steady. We win in the end, throw confetti. My God, he won't let you down, don't you cry. He will wipe every tear from your eye. You might as well give him praise. Here come happy days, you must trust in him. He won't lie, and I know he will do it. He will bring you through it. He will do what he does. Addicted to happiness like a drug, depending on Jesus, cause so feel like you had enough, and people keep testing your patience, and they be pushing all your buttons and stuff. You already won, you're the champ. You're using the world like a lamp, and you don't need nobody's step. You keep going up like you on a ramp. You keep going, you deserve to have joy. You should be feeling like a kid with a toy. Smiling, don't let it stop, mess with your sleep. Talk my faith, don't let it mess with your feet. They may come to me with drama, but I don't get off in my feelings. My problems may come with karma, but I should trust in his provision. Don't worry. Don't worry.
yeah. Don't worry, yeah, yeah, yeah. Be happy.
Since you watching anyway, I'm just gonna narrate. And you don't like me anyway, so you gon' play a hate. Forgive me, I'm a 90s babe. So my lingo's kinda different, kinda out of date. And what if God had an attitude? Looking down while you tripping, now he mad at you. Yeah, I bet you probably act a fool. For the dirt that you was dishing came right back at you. And you don't like the sound of that. 26 and 41, you can't remember that. Yeah, back in Matthew's what I'm getting at. Yeah, don't be mad, I'm just sitting back. But you ready for the drama. And you better feel you gon' do what you wanna. No conviction, now you tripping, better hold up. Cause they watching and they wanna see you fall up. Watching for the, watching for the, watching for the setup. People really wanna see you falling and you set up. Better learn to find the other way and keep your head up. They gon' try to make it seem like you ain't ever. And my people like the fake, they pick the perfect day. Guess I should probably clear my plate before I say some disrespectful stuff and seal my fate. Cause what if people take a look at you? And these the people that you're supposed to preach the gospel to. Yeah, they turning up, they know that you. And if you was in their shoes, you probably do it too. And you don't like the sound of that. Gotta practice what you preach, that's what I'm getting at. And you can lay it at his feet, I hope you're hearing that. Yeah, don't be mad, I'm just sitting back. But you ready for the drama. And you better feel you gon' do what you wanna. No conviction that you're tripping, better hold up. Cause they watching and they wanna see you roll up. Watching for the, watching for the, watching for the setup. People really wanna see you falling and you get up. Better learn to find the other way to keep your head up. They gon' try to make it seem like you ain't never. You say nothing you can't take back. It's just a tactic your enemy had. Just to make sure that he throw you off track, off track. But you ready for the drama. And you better feel you gon' do what you wanna. No conviction, now you tripping, better hold up. Cause they watching and they wanna see you fall up. Watching for the, watching for the, watching for the setup. People really wanna see you falling and they get up. Better learn to find the other way to keep it.
We are live from the studios, 347-215-8049. It's yours truly, the Anointed One, and we're going to continue to play some of the very best in gospel music on this beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right, don't forget, we are right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
They just make room for what I'm on now. I don't got a clue, but I know the one who does know how. Oh wow. It's like I'm learning the game with the maker I already know now. Destiny has my name, know it's coming, it'll never go.
I know that we all gonna be alright. We gon' make it through if it takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way, yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way, our way, our way. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way.
I can't see the life's been perfect. So complain, cause life's been worth it. And all because of who he is worth it. make it through if it takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I see the blessings coming our way.
I can see the blessings, I can feel your presence. Leaning on the change in my heart for your endeavors. I pray I'm your reflection, I fiend for your correction. The cross brought the connection and through Jesus is perfection. Life done hit me crazy, been more stressed than ever. Living like whatever, through the rain I feel you drawing closer. Lord make me better, take me, shape me, use me, I am yours. Take me, break me, for the glory of the Lord. Okay, not only does he hold me when I'm down and feel I'm folding, he my coach when I'm the goalie, never lonely. Got that hope in he who holy, holy, holy. Keep that rugged cross all on me, need that spirit to control me. Seek that word to come and mold me, yeah. Yeah. It's like I can feel the blessings coming my way. Yeah. It's like I can feel the blessings coming my way.
I've been busy counting all of my blessings, and lately I've been thinking of just how much you love me, and they can put a limit on just how much you love me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lately I've been thinking of just how much you love me, you love me.
Tell me to give your praise to another man, yeah. So give your praise to another man, yeah. Tell me to give your praise to another man, yeah. So give your praise to another man, yeah. Don't tell me love. Never replace you. Me come to say that I love you. Me no fit stand up to praise you. I go down now.
Can't give your praise to another man. I won't even raise up another hand up. God show me the promised land. They don't even get it, understand. They try to move on the low. I'm trying to move close to you. Not just to praise on the weekend, but each day you already know. By my God, it's too wavy, you don't know. Give another man his, it's a no-no. Down on my knees saying, Lord, I won't go. Won't let you leave without blessing me. By my God, it's too wavy, you don't know. Give another man his, it's a no-no. Down on my knees saying, Lord, I won't go. Won't let you leave without blessing me.
Tell me to give your praise to another man, yeah. So give your praise to another man, yeah. Me to give your praise to another man, yeah. So give your praise to another man, yeah. Don't tell me love you. No man feet ever replace you. Me come to say that I love you. Me no be stand up to praise you. I go down now.
Gina do don't come again. Gina do is last again. Gina do need your sin. Gina do need your love. Cause I know the love you show. I know the love you give is everlasting. Yeah, love it all. I'm a
yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me to give your praise to another man, yeah. So give your praise to another man, yeah. Me to give your praise to another man, yeah. So give your praise to another man, yeah. Just tell me love you. No man feet ever replace you. Me come to say that I love you. Me no be stand up to praise you.
My blessings, yeah. Lately I've been thinking of just how much you love me, yeah. They can put a limit on just how much you love me, yeah. Yeah. They can put a limit, and I've been gone, and I've been gone since California.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Hey, JP, 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 JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
to smile.
And everybody say,
oh, yeah.
Why do you keep praying? Things ain't changed for you in quite a while. When I think of all the stuff I had to go through, it's so hard to be here today.
My Lord. I got that. 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 I got that got no reason to fear. I got Jesus on my, I got that. I got that. I got that.
I've got my GP on my side, huh? We are right at 2 minutes before 12 noon. Good afternoon to you. Pray you're having a great time. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I hope you're feeling fine, huh? It's the anointed one. Come on, somebody. Help me give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. You're catching the wave.
All the dreamers gon' dream I am.
All through the summer, okay. From the winter, January, okay. To December. Let's go.
Before I come up, we been in the kitchen whipping 4 or 5 summers, steady growing in the pocket like a drummer, yeah. And we still broke, yeah, we tryna add commas, go. If you got drama, you can stay where you at, yeah. It was never for the tribe, push way, way back, my position is to make a difference, better know that, cause they really getting toe tagged for a book bag, homie, run that, go for it, go for it, if you don't let us in, we gon' really fight for it, I'm living in the land of the dream, and I'm chasing it so much that my last name should've been king, I'm speaking values on these streams, yeah. Looking through the glass of my past, I can see that if you live for the rest of them, you'll die getting pressing it. Okay. So if you got a dream, please dream.
Boy, just lift up your head, cause everything will be working. Through the worst and your best, cause all the schemers gon' scheme, I hit 'em. All the dreamers gon' dream, I hit 'em.
Through the summer, from the winter, January to December, better go.
Just lift up your head, cause everything will be working. Do the worst and your best, cause all the schemers gon' scheme, I hit 'em. All the dreamers gon' dream, I hit 'em.
All through the summer, from the winter, January to December.
I'm
know you are the
one.
I know this day
one.
We were meant to be
one.
You are the one I want. I'd never let you go. You're not the one I got.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? No.
you're the savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you. Yes. I don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody
this
but
is
you.
The anointed one.
Exclusive remix.
You listen to exclusive.
Turn it up and let it bomb.
Check this out.
This is a
anointed one.
Exclusive B.
Doesn't matter. What's the problem? Go. Work it. Yeah. Any type situation. He. Work it. Yeah. I don't have no job. Go. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah. When spring, summer, fall, trouble keep coming out nowhere. Doesn't have respect at all. Somebody going through it somewhere. Wonder what you're gonna do. Wonder if you're gonna make it. Wonder how long it'll take and when you ever get through. Can't see the light of day nowhere. Woo. The enemy try to make you feel like pain on me. Woo. But you know, like I know, that trouble will never last. Yeah. Hold your head up high. God is on your side. And he loves you. And he cares. He's so faithful. Doesn't matter. What's the problem? Go. Work it. Look. Any type of situation. He. Work it. Yeah. Tell me he got all. Go. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Come on. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah, seems like everybody else doing so much better than you. Faith got it all together, and you just trying to get through. You don't speak no mistake, not laughing, this is not a joke. 'Cause I'm telling you, God don't come through something soon in my trip. Oh no, the enemy trying to make it feel like this to me. Yeah, but you know deep down that you gotta come out of this. Hold your head up high. God is on your side. Yeah. Hold your head up high. God is on your side. And he loves you. And he cares. He's so faithful. Yes, man. What's the problem? Lord, work it. Now, anytime. Situation. Me. Work it. Nothing. Two. Hard. Go! Work it! Work it! Work it! Work it! Work it! Work it! Woo! Work it! Work it! Work it! Work it! Work it! Yeah! Yeah!
Work it!
All right, we are right at 15 minutes after the hour 12 noon, and I'm telling you, I said, look, I got to give these guys a break, because I know these young people love to, you know, they love to catch the wave also. So we try to, you know, give them a little bit of some of that music that they love as well, because we believe that we are going out into the masses to compel them to come to Christ, regardless of creed or color or who you are. Christ loves you right where you are. So you can come to him today, right now, where you are.
I hear you calling me, calling your spirit, drawing me.
And closer to him. We're talking about Jesus, huh? 18 minutes after the hour, huh? We're gonna give him some praise today, or are we talking about the same man, Shubu Shubadoo Ow? It's the anointed one.
you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Anybody just grateful? I know I don't deserve it, but I love this place. Here in one place, I love this place. Oh, thank you for accepting us. Thank you for receiving us. Here in one place, I love this place. Yeah, thank you for accepting me. You tell him, thank you for receiving me. You didn't have to, but I thank you for accepting me. Every voice tell him, thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for receiving us.
Well, look, they're standing by live, Dr. Kim Marie.
We extend holiday greetings from the Lincoln Park Holiness Church on 13 Heath Street.
We're going to continue now, and we're going to join. It's an...
Nike in Brooklyn. Thomasville, Georgia, and I had Reverend Tyler Brinson. He's up to the microphone. And I heard him say something like this. Lord, I'm a chariot. Lord, I'm a chariot. Take my wings and I'm gonna try God there. The Lord has been so good to me. When I leave this world, heaven, what I wanna see. Blow down your chariot. Blow down your chariot. If these two angels should fail me, I know the Lord is gonna meet me with another pair. The Lord has been so good to me. When my life is over, heaven's where I wanna be. Lord, low down your chariot.
And now let's join Apostle Janet Wooten from Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast.
Amen, amen, amen. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 14, he said that ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid, and neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it give a light unto all that are in the house. But most importantly for us today, he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We're just excited to be able to come back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 with the Turn on the Light broadcast. My name is Apostle Janet Wooten. We count it a privilege and an honor to be with you on today. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise that's due unto his name. We'd like to give honor to the NFI radio staff, to Reverend Kearney, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, for letting us know about this opportunity to magnify the name of the Lord. And most importantly, we give honor to each and every one of you that have taken time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. We do not take it lightly. And to even listen to this great radio station, I tell you, the music is good. I'm an old-fashioned country girl. Glory to God. And I love the quartet singing. I love the music that I hear. And I'm just thankful to God for this radio station. Glory to God. And we want to take a few moments to pay honor to the late Lee Williams and to his family and all those who he impacted with the music, with the message, how he spread the gospel through his singing. And I tell you, the gospel world will miss a great one. I tell you, the music was always good. And my mom used to love his song, I Can't Give Up. And I tell you that it would bring tears to her eyes and it would strengthen her as she was going through her bout with sickness and as she was going through with the cycles of life. And so we just want to give honor to him and praying with him for the family and all of those that were impacted by his music. Glory to God. So on today, there is a word from the Lord, and it's a very familiar passage of scripture. I do believe we have ministered out of this word once before, but the Lord brought this word back to my spirit, and I know that it not only was there something in there for me, but there's also something in there for you as well. And you will find us coming out of Luke chapter 15. We'll be discussing the parable of the man that had two sons. Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 11. So we've read the Bible. We've heard the story told about a man that had two sons, because Jesus only spoke to the people through parables where they can relate to the message that he was trying to convey. We know that it involved three people. It involved a father and his two sons. We know that the younger son went to his father one day and told his father to give him the portion of goods that followed to him. And so the Bible lets us know that the father did as the young man asked. The father didn't argue with him. He didn't plead with him. He didn't begin to talk to him and tell him you're making a mistake. He didn't do any of that. But he allowed him to go out into the world. The young man thought that he was ready. The young man felt like, you know, that he could handle his own life. Glory to God. It didn't give an age of the young man, but he felt like he could handle the responsibilities that this life would bring unto him. He felt like he was responsible enough to be able to take care of himself, that he was ready for the world. And so we know that the Bible goes on to tell us in verse 13 that the young man gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And when he got into that far country, how he wasted his substance with riotous living. And then the Bible lets us know that after he had spent everything that he had, that a famine arose in that country. And the famine was so great. Glory to God. And see, the famine, not only was there a famine in the country, but there was a famine in the life of this young man. Because as the Bible lets us know, that this young man had spent everything that he had in righteous living. And so not only was there a famine in the country, but there was also a famine in the life of this young man. And so the Bible lets us know he had spent everything he had, and, you know, he didn't know what to do at this point. Glory to God. And so the Bible says that he began to get in want, that he began to have a need in his life, and he saw that he had needs that had to be taken care of. And it said that he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and how this citizen cared about, you know, he was a young man that had money at one time, but he didn't care about that. But the citizen sent him out into the fields to work to feed the swine. And up until that point, the young man, he had it made in his father's house. But nevertheless, he left the place where there was comfort. He left the place of his blessing, and he went out into a world that was only could offer him things that he was not prepared for and not ready for. And so the Bible lets us know that in verse 16 that he would have fainted if they hadn't filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Nobody gave him anything. Nobody had pity on him in the world. Glory to God. And even down to this young man found himself in a place where he did not belong, because after him being a Jew, the Jews had nothing to do with swine and with pork. And there he was in a place where he didn't belong at, because he left the place where he was supposed to have stayed. And so the Bible lets us know that this is the part that I like the most, and this is the part where we will take our topic today. And the Bible said that he came to himself. Huh? Glory to God. He began to see that he had made a mistake. He began to see that I'm somewhere where I don't belong. I'm somewhere where I should not be. And he came to himself, and he began to think back and look back over his life, and how in his father's house that even the servants had bread enough, and they had enough to eat and had enough to spare. And he said, here I perish with hunger. In other words, that he was suffering for, and he didn't have no reason to be suffering. He was struggling, and he didn't have no reason to be struggling. And he was suffering and struggling because he had went out into a place where he didn't belong. He left before his time, and he thought that the grass was greener and life was better somewhere else other than his father's house. But when he got out there into the world, he began to see that the world was a cold place, and he began to see that the world was not going to take care of him, have pity on him, and not responsible for looking out for him, because the world don't owe us anything. And sometimes we get upset, we get mad, we get angry, we want to blame people. When we begin to get in need and begin to get in want, and we begin to say things like, don't nobody care about me, it's a shame how people won't help me, we begin to blame everything and everybody instead of doing like this young man did. In Luke chapter 15, the Bible says that he came to himself. In other words, he began to realize that all of this that I'm going through right now is my own fault. It's my own choosing. Glory to God. And I know some might say there is nothing wrong with wanting to explore. There's nothing wrong with sometimes people just need to find themselves. And this was the case of this young man. He found himself. Oh, God. And so he began to talk to himself, and he began to say unto himself, and I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and no more worthy to be called thy son, but make me as one of the hired servants. And this is where our topic today is. It is time to come home. It's time to come home. Glory to God. And that's what this young man said. It is for me to go back home. He come to a realization that everything that he was looking for and everything that he was needed was in his father's house, because the father responsibility was to raise him up and help him to come to a place of maturity, that when he is released into the world, he will be able to stand. But the young man left before his time. And how does this word respond to, is relevant to us today? But before we go into that, I want to talk about how the word prodigal means of, is one who is recklessly extravagant, who spends money wastefully. And all of us, glory to God, at one time or another were prodigal, was just like this prodigal son. There were some of us, we begin to look back over our lives, and we begin to have make plans for our own lives, and even down to our parents have plans for us, and even down to people that recognize greatness in us, they had plans for us as well. And God allowed us to go out and to fulfill the plans in our lives and to go out and to do the things that we wanted to do. But in the process of our lives, if we will be honest with ourselves, there were times when we went in a direction that we weren't supposed to go in, or we made decisions or made mistakes, glory to God, while we were out there in the world. Even down to when we begin to think about God, God leaves us with a free will. He leaves us with the ability to make decisions on our own. So glory be to God. The Bible lets us know that this young man decided to leave his father's house. And even down to when we think about plans, and I think about the words of Jeremiah 29:11 that I quote often, where he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And even down to, there are some New Living Translation that say, I know the plans that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. And so here we are today, glory to God. And as we begin to think about it, that all of us have tried different things in the world. And even down to for a subtopic, we will tell you to try Jesus. Glory to God. And the young man began to talk to himself and say, it's time for me to come home. And just like this prodigal young man, we have been prodigal in our days. And we have tried anything and everything that we were big and bad enough to try, and done anything and everything we were big and bad enough to do. But there comes a time in our life that we have got to do like this young man had done. And he began to talk to himself and realize the mistakes that he had made. And he began to say to himself, I'm going to go back home to my father, and I'm going to tell my father that I have sinned against thee, and I have sinned against heaven. And even down to he humbled himself. That's what I love about this story, how the young man come to a place of humility. Because one thing I know for myself, that life will humble you. Glory be to God. And you can go through situation and circumstance that will humble you. That will make you, bring you back to yourself. Glory be to God. And this situation humbled this young man. Where before he was prodigal, he spent money extravagantly. He probably was arrogant. He probably was selfish. Glory to God. And that's how we were until we come into the knowledge of Christ. Because when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us and how he unselfishly gave him, he gave his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Even down to, we want to let you know today that for some of you, you're at the crossroads of your life and you're in the midst of transition, and God is calling you to come back to him. He's calling you to come home to your heavenly father, because he has what you need. Everything that you are looking for out there in the world, he has what you need. Glory to God. And most importantly, the Lord has a plan for your life. And even down to, some of you have been successful when you went out into this world. But one thing about success, it doesn't mean a lot if you don't have the Lord on your side. If you don't know the Lord and the pardoning of your sins, you cannot pay your way into heaven. You cannot buy a spot into heaven. You must be, you got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Only way to the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. And the Lord is letting somebody know today, glory to God, it is time for you to come home. A lot of people will tell you that they were raised up in the church and they had a praying grandmother. They had a praying mother. That they had a praying grandfather. And they know of the Lord. They know about the church. But we come to let you know today that you got to know him for yourself. You got to have your own relationship with the Father. And there is somebody, God is telling you it's time for you to come home. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what your status may be. It does not matter what may be going on in your life. It does not matter what you have done in your life, because we serve a God that Isaiah 59:1 says that, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, and neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. That even down to when we look at Matthew 11:28-30, there is a standing invitation always, that the Lord is standing with his arms stretched wide open, waiting for you to come back to him. Glory to God. He said in Matthew 11, starting at verse 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. And we come to let you know that the world is not going to give you rest, that as long as you in the world, there's going to be trials, there's going to be tribulation, you're going to suffer persecution. Glory be to God. You're going to have some sleepless nights. Glory to God. But we're here to let you know that we serve a God that can give you the rest that you're looking for, the rest that you need. There are some people out there, and you're weary, and you don't know what else to do, and your back is up against the wall. And there are some of you, your back might not be against the wall, but you are weary, and you are tired of the lifestyle that you have been living. You are tired, and you have fell into the trap of this, that the spirit of deception that the enemy has been plaguing the world with. From the time of Adam and Eve in the garden, he has planted lies in your ear. Just like this young man thought that life was better outside of his father's house, he believed a lie. He thought that the grass was greener on the other side, that he would have a better time. And after I handle my own life and I got this under control, and there are a lot of us, and we were honest with ourselves, that there are marriages that broke up because you thought the grass was greener. You thought that you have found your true soulmate, or you thought that, you know, that person is better for me, and we can get together, and we'll be a power couple, and we will have this, that, and the other. But I'm here to let you know that unless there is love in it, there's true love that comes from the heart, real love. Love has got a whole lot to do with it. Some people say you can't live on love, but guess what? When two people love each other, the two of you become one, and you learn how to survive. You learn how to have each other's back. You're not looking what you can get out of him, and he's not looking what he can get out of you. But you love one another because you have the love of Christ in your heart, as he loved us and sacrificed his life for us. Glory to God. And wonder to both sides. There are so many of us, glory be to God, and we made wrong decisions, but the Lord is letting us know that it's time to come on home. Glory be to God. And even down to when we continue to look at Matthew 11, glory be to God, it says, take my yoke. And a yoke we know is a wooden cross piece that is fastened over the necks of two animals and attached to the plow or cart that they are to pull. In other words, the yoke controls the animals to go in the direction that you want them to go. And that's how the enemy has done. And some of us have been out there in this world and yoked ourselves up with people that we didn't have no business being around or with, and that we have yoked ourselves into some things that we would not ordinarily do. And you've got yoked up into some relationship, yoked up into some things, that you got into some stuff that got a hold of you where you thought you had a hold of it. But glory to God, we're here to let you know that the word of God says that Hayetabosanda, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. He said, my yoke is easy, glory to God, and my burden is light. And when you yoke yourself up with the things out there in the world, and it brought on a burden, and you've been trying to carry that load, you've been trying to carry that burden, but guess what? Your back was not built to carry burdens. Your shoulders cannot carry the load. That's why he took it all upon himself on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Glory be to God. And how come I know that the Lord is well able to destroy the yokes in your life? He's well able to bear the burdens in your life. He's well able to destroy the strongholds and break the chains of that got a hold of you. You didn't mean for it to happen that way. You didn't mean for it to get into it. But glory be to God, you just got into some things that you didn't understand what you were getting into. But we come to let you know that Isaiah chapter 10, lets us know that the Lord said, glory be to God, hallelujah, that he told the children of Israel they were captured by the Assyrians, and he let them know that after his indignation ceased and after his anger, my anger in their destruction has ceased, and he said the Lord of hosts shall bring up a scourge that would get rid of the Assyrians, that would get rid of the enemy. And he said in verse 27 of Isaiah 10, he said, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The Lord God sent his anointed son because Jesus Christ, the Christ, the Christos, mean the anointed one. He sent his son Jesus into this world for the remission of sins. And he bore our griefs and our sorrows. And he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Even down to Isaiah 53 and 6 tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. Glory be to God. It's time now. It's time to come home, and it's time for you to try Jesus. You done tried everything else. Why don't you try my Jesus? Why don't you try my Savior? Why don't you try my Redeemer? Why don't you try the lover of your souls? And we're not trying to make anybody feel bad, but even down to, as we said before, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all lean to our own understanding, and we were all, like the scripture said, that there is a way that seemed right to a man. We thought we were right in our own ways, and we were right in our own decision, and we were right in the things that we've done, but the Bible lets us know that in the end, it leads to destruction. Even down to Ephesians chapter 2 lets us know that you have to quicken who were dead in trespasses and sins, and wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And it goes on to say, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, and fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Glory be to God. And he came in and he saved our souls through his son Jesus. Well, we come back to let you know today that it's time for you to come on home. There's some of you, you keep hearing somebody calling your name. And it's the Lord calling you, letting you know it's time for you to come on in. It's time for you to come back home. It's time for you to come to Jesus. It's time for you to surrender your will, surrender your life unto the Lord. Because the time that we're living in, the world is not going to get any better. It's going to get colder and colder. It's going to get harder and harder. And what you need, only God can do it. Glory be to God. You cannot do it on your own. You cannot make it by yourself. Yes, you may feel like you're successful. Yes, you might not be one of those that's from paycheck to paycheck. But if you don't know the Lord in the pardoning of your sins, there is a void in your life. And only the Lord can fill it. You might can buy love. You might can buy things that will make you feel good for a moment, but when you come back down, you're still in the same place you were before you got started. It's time now to come in. It's time to come in out of the rain. It's time to come in to the house of the Lord. It's time to come in into his open arms that are stretched wide open, waiting for you. It's time to come home now. It's time to come back to the loving Father. And everything you got, he gave it to you. He let you have your moment. He let you have your time. He let you do what you wanted to do. But he's saying now, it's time to come home to Daddy. It's time to come home to me. It's time to come back to me. Turn your heart back to me. That's why he said in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, even down to some of you are probably saying, this message ain't for me.
me. Yes, it is. But there comes a time when we all stray away from God in our hearts. You may have strayed away because of the trials and tribulation has hit you so hard. And even down to people were saying when they lost loved one to COVID. I'm talking about preachers. I'm talking about those that have been saved a long time. They lost a loved one. They begin to say, I'm feeling some kind of weight, some sort of weight. And they begin to stray away in their heart. But I'm here to let you know that he said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. It's time to make that turn now. I got a bosata. This word is for those that don't know the Lord and the pardon of their sins and those that knew him, but you know you've strayed away in your heart. You might have left the church, but I come to realize that before you leave the physical building, I come to realize that when men leave their wives or wives leave their husbands, they were gone a long time ago in their mind and their heart before their physical body actually walked out the door. So we're here to let you know today. It's time to come home now. He's calling your name now. He's calling you out of darkness into the marvelous light. He's calling you into the safety of his own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for this word today. And yes, we are here, you calling our names, God. Father, we realize that we have strayed away in our minds and in our hearts. And we realize, Father, that we have leaned to our own understanding. But now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to come back home. And Father, we don't even want to come back as a son or a daughter, but Lord, we have come back as a servant, waiting to serve you and willing to please you, God. And Father, we want your will for our lives, not our will, but thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. But Father, I'm reminded of how your word says in Luke, in the Gospel of John chapter 1, glory be to God, that all those that believe that you made us the sons of God. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we repent of our sins. We repent of the error of our ways. And we repent of our thoughts, God. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to come and sit on the throne of our hearts and be the head of our lives, God. And let our heart become your new home. Holy Spirit, fill us. Hey, come on, Father. Fill us, fill us, fill us. And let the yokes be destroyed and the strongholds torn down and the chains be broken from this day forward, as we make you our choice. Oh, Baba Shai, in Jesus' name, as we fall down on our knees and cry out, what must we do to be saved today, God? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we realize that we're nothing without you. It's in you that we live and move and have our being. And Father, we're like the songwriter that we thought the number one would be us, God, and that we could be what we wanted to be, that we found out that, Lord, we can't even walk without you holding our hand, God. And we need you today, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit, help us today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to come back home, God. We want to turn back to you, God, come back to the old landmark. And we want to try you, Jesus. And we know that we don't try you, God, but we take you on, God. But help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We tried you before, God, and, oh, God, you were there all the time. What we needed was right in front of us. Oh, God, help us today. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been on the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can correspond with us via Facebook. Janet Gail Wooten, Evangelist, will be in parentheses. You can call us at 919-709-1886. Or you can write us at jwooten2285@gmail.com. God to bless you is our prayer. And we will look forward to being with you, Lord willing, next Monday at 1 o'clock. And you can join us on Saturday night for Facebook Live at 7:30. God to bless you is our prayer. It's time to come home. It's time to try Jesus. God bless you.
There is a place. There is a place for me. There is a place for me in the body of Christ.
You've been listening to Apostle Janet Wharton with Turn on the Light radio broadcast from Raleigh, North Carolina. Be sure to tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. till 1:30 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, I belong here. I belong here. I belong here.
Gospel music at its best. I am radio host Faith. You are catching.
In HD2. Call in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Okay, here we go. Prank.
Houses of worship across the country have been offering up their sanctuaries as vaccination sites, as vaccination rates have risen to nearly 2.4 million a day. But it's not just the brick-and-mortar endorsement of vaccine acceptance. Faith leaders across the country have been preaching the gospel of the COVID-19 vaccine.
You're in the mix. NHD2 sound with tight acoustic pace. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Oh, y'all, come on, let's praise him in here. Y'all say y'all need a blessing, right? This song for you.
Your blessing is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. If you hold out and keep the faith, your blessing is on its way. Tell us, your blessing is
come on, y'all.
On its way. Hey, your blessing is
I'm
telling everybody he keeps on. Thank you, Lord. Nobody can do it but you, Lord. You've been good to me. I thank you, Lord. Nobody but you. And every time I look around, I have to tell somebody about the blessing that the Lord has bestowed upon me. You see, I'm adopted into the family. I'm a king's kid. I got favor everywhere I go. I have to tell somebody that the Lord sure enough has been good to me. Every day I'm a blessed man. Every time I get this courage on, you know what he do? He just keep on. Thank you, Lord. Been good to me. I thank you, Lord. I got food to eat. I thank you, Lord. Clothes on my back. Oh, the Lord has been good to me. If I talked about it all day long, oh, it wouldn't be news. Enough time to tell you all.
There's a blessing coming through, Lord,
for me.
There's a blessing coming through,
yes,
Lord,
for me.
There's a blessing coming through, Lord,
for me. Coming through.
Here we go.
Lord, I've been thinking about you, baby.